forecasting, benchmarking, and financial performance validation. When starting a project that will make significant changes to a supply chain network, it is important to begin with the end in mind by getting agreement in writing to the metrics that will be used to measure success and to specific measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals for those metrics. If the project gets mixed results, the metrics will help guide further improvements. Here we discuss examples of metrics used to evaluate a supply chain network as a whole. Note, however, that each project will develop its own metrics and goals. Forecasting, benchmarking, and costing and financing are crucial steps to validate the performance of the network design. Forecasting. From a supply chain redesign standpoint, the organization's long-term sales forecast can help planners determine when capacity needs to be stepped up or down, above or below, the range that the current logistical network can support. Demand forecasting is particularly important when organizations are expanding into new markets or when economic conditions change significantly. Demand forecasts need to be converted into demand for logistics facilities, equipment, and services, and then compared to existing capacity. Capacity planning is used to determine the amount and timing of investments. Benchmarking. When building a new network or making significant changes due to, for example, mergers and acquisitions, new markets, and so on, there may not be meaningful as is data, and the best option may be to find a best-in-class supply chain to emulate. Even if there is plentiful as is data, benchmarking world-class supply chains is still a best practice to enable setting ambitious goals. This may be a competitor's supply chain, but it could also be a supply chain for products with similar logistics requirements and characteristics. Metrics that can be determined for this benchmark organization then become the basis for the new supply chain's goals. It may be best to select metrics that can be feasibly gathered. Financial performance evaluation. A supply chain redesign project needs its own budget and should have project accounting staff to accumulate actual costs. Actual costs are compared to the budget baseline, and any variances are analyzed during the project so that course corrections can be made as the project progresses. Investments in supply chain frameworks won't be considered wise uses of funds unless they increase revenues/cost savings beyond not only the investment but also the cost of providing those funds. This includes not only interest on debt but also the return expected by investors in the form of higher share prices and/or dividend stream.